أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وكذلك أنزلناه حكما عربيا ولئن اتبعت أهواءهم بعدما جاءك من العلم ما لك من الله ولي ولا واق. آية نمبر 37 of سورة ورعد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, and thus Allah has revealed it, referring to the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah has sent it down, أَنزَلْنَاهُ حُكْمًا عَرَبِيًّا, being a command in the Arabic language. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is a chosen book, and for this chosen book, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used a very chosen and a very special language to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the Arabic language. And sometimes you might ask that why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen the Arabic language for which He had revealed the Quran, or for the revelation of the Quran? Because there is no other language that can truly capture the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as it can be captured in the Arabic language. There is no other language that can convey the depth of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to convey to the world and to mankind other than the Arabic language. وَلَيْنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ أَوْ مُحَمَّدْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, if you follow their desires, بَعْدَمَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ, after knowledge has come to you from Allah, مَا لَكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِي, then you have no friend. As far as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, then you shall have no friend. You will find no friend in Allah. You will find no protector in Allah. وَلَا وَاقْ, and you will not find anyone who shall rescue you against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is addressed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and applies to us by extension. But after we have the knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of the Quran, in the form of the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now once you have a path, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you what it is that you require to move along this path in the form of knowledge, in the form of Quran and Hadith. You are not allowed to turn towards the desires, and you are not allowed to turn towards the lifestyles and turn towards the un-Islamic behavior of others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you do that, then you have no friend against Allah, and you will have no one to protect you against Allah azza wa jal. Now again, the mushrikeen and the polytheists, they kept on bringing up this same argument, that why is it that Allah did not choose as a prophet someone who was a different species? Why did Allah choose a human being, a prophet from Allah? You are coming from Allah Azza wa Jal. Why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not send down somebody who is of a different species, of a different kind? Why human being? We are human beings. We are all human beings. They felt and they believed that a prophet should enjoy a certain form of superiority over all other creation in terms of his being. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِّن قَبْلِكَ, we have sent many messengers before you. We have sent many messengers before you. And if you think about it, the most logical thing to do is to send a human being, because the objective of a Nabi is to act as a role model for others. Others will learn through his teachings, through his conduct, through his behavior, how to conduct their lives. That's the whole objective of a Nabi. He lives a life that is practical in order for you to follow. If it was an angel does not sleep, an angel does not eat, an angel does not drink, an angel can spend the entire night in prayer and spend every day of his life fasting, then how will you be able to practically live the life of an angel? So it's in fact a mercy from Allah Azza wa Jal that Allah sent a Nabi as a human being. Allah made it easy for the human beings, that here you have one of your kind who is living a life of a human being. He eats, he sleeps, he goes to bed, and he marries, and he has children. So here you have a role model in front of you that can practically be followed. So the logical thing to do was to send a Nabi as a Rasul. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, a Nabi in the form of a human being. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِّن قَبْلِكَ. We have sent many messengers before you. وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَذُرِّيَّةً. And we made for them, we gave them wives, we gave them spouses, and we gave them children, we gave them progenies. Which means they were also human beings who lived normal human lives. وَمَا كَانِ لَرَسُولٍ أَن يَأْتِيَ بِآيَةٍ. And another argument of theirs was that why does the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at will, willingly perform miracles? Whenever we ask him to perform a miracle, why can't he just come up with some miracle that at will he performs miracles? And Rasulullah ﷺ did perform miracles, and they had witnessed the miracles with their own eyes. But they wanted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be some type of a magician and just perform a miracle every now and again whenever they asked him to do so. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ رَسُولٍ أَن يَأْتِيَ بِآيَةٍ. Even a Rasul does not have the power to perform a miracle. A Rasul does not have the power, does not have the ability to perform a miracle, an ayah, to display a sign. Illa bi idhnillah, except with the permission of Allah. Whether it was Isa alayhi salam, whether it was Musa alayhi salam, whether it was Sulaiman alayhi salam, all of them performed extraordinary acts. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over there says that every miracle that they were allowed to perform was done with the command and the permission of Allah. لِكُلِّ أَجَلٍ كِتَابٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says every time has a prescribed time. Everything has a prescribed time. Everything has a prescribed time. Allah has prescribed a time and written down a time and fixed a time for everything. Every living being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it's not, Allah has not created things nilly-willy. And it's everything, when Allah, before bringing that human being into creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed everything related to that human being. In terms of the lifespan, in terms of the amount of breath that human being will take, the amount of morsels of food that human being will eat, the amount of water and drops of water that human being will drink. Everything, Allah says, لِكُلِّ أَجَلٍ. For every time there is a prescribed duration. For everything there is a prescribed duration. And everything has been measured by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many drops of water will fall from the skies from the day those clouds were created right up to the day of Qiyamah has been prescribed by Allah. Everything has been prescribed by Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَمْحُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيُثْبِتُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obliterates whatever he wishes and he wants. Any rulings, any injunctions, Allah has the full right to obliterate it, to cancel it, to abrogate it, وَيُثْبِتُ. And Allah affirms whatever he wants. وَعِنْدَهُ أُمُّ الْكِتَابُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with Allah is the mother book. With Allah is the mother book. What is the mother book? Ummul Kitab, the mother of all books. Mufassirin explained it is Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz. It is Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz, from where the Quran was also revealed. The first revelation of the Quran was revealed on two separate occasions. The first revelation of the Quran was the revelation over one night. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. The revelation that took place on the night of Qadr, that revelation took place in one night from Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz, the preserved tablet. Allah knows its form, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows its reality of the preserved tablet, and from there it was then revealed to what we call Baytul Izzah, a sanctuary where the Quran was kept, which is on the closest heaven to earth, and from there it then came down in bits over a period of 23 years. So that's Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz. Allah says everything is preserved in Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz, the mother book. Allah refers to it as the mother book. And that is where everything has been preserved with regards to every creature and creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us.